year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your soldier. Shout it.
Solutions left what's on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ain't getting hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic, now they riding dick. Like silent only suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich, try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost, to giving away them draws. Words to the brown, Jane, see some chicken chow, man. Many, man, you done say the silly things. And the fella ain't a thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing, got my last name. Yeah,
Yo, today is November the 12th, 13th, whatever the fucking day it is, 2016. This is a special edition of 100 Proof Radio because I'm your host, GL, and I have my first live female guest. She goes by the name is YSL. She is in studio.
What's up?
Speaking to the mic, girls. First time on the mic. She gonna give y'all a point of view from women across America, because you know how I feel about women.
I do.
I feel like y'all ain't shit.
I understand that.
Because y'all say we ain't shit, and
correct.
I feel like y'all ain't shit either.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it now. I welcome all y'all. I say this every week. Shout out to all the people who listen. Shout out to all the motherfuckers who want to listen and ran out of data. Shout out to all other motherfuckers that told me they was going to listen and still didn't listen. Fuck you. And fuck you well. But anyway, I tell you, I had a very long day. I always start this off with the my mailman chronicles. Yesterday was a fucked up day for me, Miss YSL. It was long and dark. Have y'all? Only thing darkness is good for is fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I like the light on, so we can't say that.
Well, I don't really like the light on too much because I don't really just like looking at you when I fuck you. So I'd rather just keep it. It's dark, I ain't got. But that's about the only thing darkness good for it. Sleeping and fucking. Because anything at nighttime usually ain't no damn good, right? Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I had a long fucked up day yesterday, man. It was just long. And because anytime the day after a holiday, then I always hit them old crazy ass white people. Because you know I'm in a white neighborhood. You're late today. Motherfucker, I don't got no Pacific time to be here. Damn. But anywho, besides that, let's get on with this episode. Episode 10.
10
fucking weeks.
Yep.
They thought shout out to Shaki. First and foremost, let me give him a shout out. He in Florida somewhere. Playing in the sand, smacking bitches on the ass, but he always talking about some, I'm the rich one, but this motherfucker in Florida, and I'm still stuck here in Huntsville, Alabama. And this motherfucker got a palm tree in his ass somewhere doing something. Anyway, shout out to you. Hopefully you out there having a good time, but you better have your dread-headed ass back at work. next Sunday, because you know a nigga call out all the time. Nigga call out like a motherfucker. He didn't tell me he was in Florida until a few hours ago. I started asking him, I said, man, you going to pull up over there, man? I'm in Florida. I thought I told you. Niggas always hit this their favorite line. I thought I told you. They told me shit. But anywho, let's get on with the get on. First and foremost, man, we're going to get into this election shit. I don't know what to say, but the shit hurt my heart.
Well, we have a new president.
We do have
Donald Trump.
Donald Dickhead Trump. I just can't believe that the people,
it's not the people, because the popular vote didn't get him in office, so it's not the people.
So what got him in office?
The electoral vote.
So as that hurts my feelings, because I don't get too much in politics, but the whole thing to me is, okay, it makes you feel like your vote don't matter if you're in Alabama, because Alabama's been a fucking Republican state since 1902.
Right.
So if it makes you feel like, why the fuck should I go down there and vote? Because you know you're not going, this would never be a Democratic state. Now, unless...
You don't know that. What? Maybe in the future.
Since 1902? Oh, wow, 100 years. What kind of future are we talking
about?
That's
still not an excuse not to vote.
So you think...
I think everyone should exercise their right to vote, especially how hard people in the past fought for us to get that right.
Who said they fought? They got killed. It wasn't no fight, first of all.
That's why you should vote, no matter what.
Well, my Uncle Willie got killed and we ain't fight for him. What's the fight? You know, and a lot of people going to say I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm fucked up. That's what I said. Matter of fact, let me hit this drink.
Well, he has a plan. At least he has a plan for what he's going to do as soon as he gets in office.
So as soon as he gets in office, he said his first day in office, I want you to read to the people what he say his plans are.
First thing is to repeal Obamacare, which is not going to be something that he's going to be able to do just all together.
To repeal Obamacare. That means, as in, speak to me in niggerdom. Does that mean...
You're not going to have any health insurance.
So, for all you jigaboos, then get y'all ass up and then go vote. We blame Michigan. Fuck Michigan. We blame Florida. Fuck Florida. Shock, he down there. He a Republican. He down there now. Down there celebrating with him. That's what he doing, ain't it?
He may be.
I believe he is. He down there goddamn celebrating with the motherfuckers. I should have known. He already said he joined the Illuminati. He did all that nigga that got into the Illuminati ain't told no goddamn body. All right. I'm going to remember that. So you say he... No, my bad.
Then he's going to end the war on coal.
Coal? Only coal black people know is the coal of Martin. What you mean, coal? What the fuck is we fighting over coal for? The niggas, am I the only person that's still thinking, like, what the fuck do we use a train for?
Well, he's trying to say that he's got a new energy plan.
So Donald Trump finna stop the railroad track. So that's what you're telling me. Donald Trump is finna stop. Who the fuck needs coal? What is coal good for? But barbecue? I knew it. Coal is for the barbecue. Donald Trump is trying to stop all black people barbecuing. Oh, man. I knew it was something.
And then he wants to allow more guns in school.
What? What you mean? Allow kids to take guns to school?
No, he's saying he wants more guns in school. He wants to get rid of the gun-free zones.
So he wants to get rid of the gun-free zone.
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
One
mass
more.
Deportation.
Mass deportation.
He's gonna send all the fine bitches out of here.
Getting all the exotic hoes out of here. Oh man, hold on. You know what? I got my first caller of the day. We are finna click you in. Let us know where you're from and what you're doing.
First of all, man, this is Shaki. I'm changing my residence to Florida, where the Republicans ran free down here. But actually, I waited to call in because you wanted to tell me that I then joined the. Hold on.
See, look, he talking to Bush and them now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hear you fine and clear.
All right. You gotta realize, man, if you fuck up this alumni shit for me, Hank, I'm trying to do the Illuminati for both of us. But if you got to get sacrificed, then that is what it is.
So you know that I knew you was down there signing some contracts. I said, this motherfucker.
I'm trying to make sure that we can both, you know what I'm saying, join the Illuminati, you know, with George Bush and the Skull and Crossbone, and not, you know what I'm saying, and still, you know, I'm trying to get both of us the Range Rover, man. But yeah, if I got to cut y'all off, I got to cut y'all off.
You can't
be slandering me. You can't be slandering me. But, you know, actually, about the you know, about the election or whatever, man, I can't believe that and I actually can't believe that they voted for Trump, man. Like, there's a whole bunch of closet racists in the States. But honestly, I'm gonna put it like this, and I read something on Facebook, and I can't, you know, recall it because I'm on the phone. I ain't pull it up or whatever. But if you weren't racist, then you okay with racism? You know what I'm saying? You elected somebody that didn't care. I mean, that obviously don't care 2 cents about it, building up walls and whatever else you want to do or whatever. So I can't, you know, if you don't, if you're not for it, you damn sure not against it.
Yeah, and that's
so what's the difference?
So my thing, man. I told you, you heard what I just said. She said he kind of end the world, the war on coal. First off, Sean Key, what the fuck? Only thing coal good for is barbecuing, right? Like, what the fuck?
I think they still use it on trains or something. I think they still use it for trains.
How often
do you use a train anyway?
No, fuck that. Trains are the devil. Have you ever been on your way to work and get stopped by a fucking train? And you wonder
not since I was 12.
and you wonder to yourself, what the fuck is on them? I always want to know what the fuck be in them big ass green train things anyway. What the
hobos.
Fuck is that called?
Hobos and slaves from the Underground Railroad.
That's what it was. That's what it is, ain't it, man? It got to be.
That's all. I ain't gonna say that because I got some Hispanic friends. Never mind. I was about to say they sitting across the border on them too.
Hey, Sean, YSL, she is Hispanic, so she gotta leave too. They even deport her ass back.
Hold on. Hey, GL, who the fuck is YSL? Is my seat ain't warm no more? You see how you do it?
Oh, it's warm. Don't worry, it's warm.
One of my finest side hoes. What you talking about?
See how you do. All right, I know who close to you, so I guess YSL is the first one getting sacrificed for Illuminati. I holler at you.
Off with her fucking head. Oh man.
No.
So.
But anywho, man, like This election, man, it's crazy. You get a chance to check out the Dave Chappelle thing last night?
I seen half of, but what had happened was my meat was in somebody's mouth, so I couldn't really just really focus on what I'm supposed to be doing. But I seen the part when she had I caught the end of when he's sucking on them titty milk. You see that part? That's the part I watched.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Was it good?
I watched the whole thing. Yeah, it was good as hell. It was good as hell, man, for sure.
Okay.
Good as hell. We'll talk about it next week, because that's going to be talking about it. It was still that good.
Oh, it was that good. Okay, man. All right. With that being said, Shaki, I know you voted for Trump and all, but this going to make some people mad when I say this. I'm kind of glad the motherfucker in office. So it's going to make you black coons get off y'all ass and go start a vote. You get y'all black ass in line to go try to buy some Jordans, but you won't get online and go vote. When he take your food stamps, that's what you're going to get. It's going to make people get their ass up now. I bet you.
All right, GL, man. I appreciate it. I mean, I'm going to call in. I'll be back next week, man, unless they still teach me Illuminati handshake or whatever. At least I'm going to come back with a PlayStation 4 or something.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you.
All right, GL, man. All right.
Okay. That was Shaki. Appreciate you for calling in. And these, and I'm still on my little random topic before I get on into the juicy good shit. But anywho, okay. While I was looking today online for topics and shit like I do, I seen a bitch named Mary Gaspar. She poured hot scalding water on a tight end named Jay Smith from FIU University.
Yeah.
Poured hot scalding. So he was going to be like a late round draft pick in the NFL. Now the man got to miss the whole season. She burnt him all the way from his to his neck to his balls. So my question to you, YSL, and she only got charged with battery. Do you feel like that's a fair charge?
I don't know if I feel it's a fair charge, because if the roles had been reversed, he probably would have had more severe punishment.
They would have gave him life.
Because she's pregnant. And
even if she ain't pregnant, listen, let me tell you something. You ever pour some motherfucking scalding water on me, I'm beat your motherfucking ass. You heard a lie. See, boil the water. That's some premeditated shit. Bitches in there getting ready to cook some noodles and scald that man with some hot boiling noodle water. That's fucked up. That is very distasteful, and it's very just crazy to me.
My version is you probably shouldn't have done that, because you're having a baby with him and you probably messed up his chances of going pro, so you messing with your own money.
Because she burnt that nigga on Halloween. Tell me, so I'm finna give you a permanent costume. That's fucked up. She burnt him. So, you know, shout out to Jay Smith. I couldn't pronounce his first name because he's from Africa or some shit like that. But man, hey, when you get out of jail, I hope you beat that bitch up. And I hope Mary Gaspar, hope you fucking burn in hell. Like Dave Chappelle say. Anyhow, we're gonna go on to the, you know, next thing. Next time I'm looking on the internet. You know, you don't follow basketball, but you know Tristan Thompson, right?
Yeah.
Go with Khloe Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Rumor is that Tristan dumped her because LeBron James and all his teammates kept calling him Tristan Kardashian. Do you think that's a good reason to dump, or did you just think he wanted to dump her anyway?
So you're going with a hoe. And the only thing that you dump her about is because your teammates laugh because they're adding your last name. They're calling you by her last name. Not the fact that she's a hoe and been around the world, but you're upset because they're calling you Kardashian. That's petty to me. That's petty.
Well, I don't think it's that petty. Because sometimes we do, as men, need a scapegoat. So I think what happened, he really told his homeboy, hey, bro, get on there and start joking and shit on social media and shit so I can get rid of this bitch. That pussy can't be no good. I'm going to tell you why I know it ain't good. That pussy can't be no good because won't nobody stay with you.
So why didn't he just smash and just leave then? Because that would have been a possibility.
But he ain't smash and just leave because, let me tell you something, because he wants that pussy a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? You know how you just, like, you want to, like, as a man, we done all been like, I want to keep fucking you, but I want to fuck you, but I don't want nobody fucking you either. But I still want to fuck people too. But that's probably that's what I think happened. He just, you know, he don't want nobody else getting that pussy yet. Cause you think about it, James Harden had that pussy, so she would have fucked me. Cause people say I look like James Harden.
He did a little bit.
So she would have gave me some,
yeah,
but I just ain't got no money. So that's the deal. She fucked Lamar Odom. She fucked French Montana. She just,
yeah, it's a list.
Yeah,
can't
it's,
think
yeah,
of it right
it's
now.
Just too, it's too, it's too many. It's just, it's too crazy.
I think it's petty for him to leave her because of that, especially since he knows her background and things like that.
I just think, I don't know, but at the same time, you got to tell people to quit, you know, joking on you and shit like that. I don't.
Who cares?
Men care about it. Don't nobody want to marry a hoe.
They weren't picking about her being a hoe. They were just calling him by her last name.
So
that's petty. Who cares?
You're right.
I think that he was looking for a way out anyway, because
yeah,
that's petty as hell.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're just going to say he's looking for a way out. He ain't know how to break up with her. I really don't think that pussy that good. But anyway, I ain't had it. I would like to try it. Shout out to Khloe. If you listening, Khloe, give me some pussy and I can tell you what kind of pussy you got. But anyway, on to the next thing. So, I was looking online again, like I said. I seen Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz. You know them.
Yeah.
Swizz Beatz's ex-wife goes on vacation, trips with them, take pictures with the kids. They say they spend the night together and all this shit. Do you feel like that's appropriate? Like could you go on a trip with your ex?
Well, first of all,
even if y'all cool, could you go on a trip with your ex at the third wheel? Could you do it?
And another woman and their children and our children? No, I don't feel the need for that. We can be cordial. We need to be cordial for the children. But taking family pictures, all of us together, and going on trips, that's a bit much. And then especially you took my husband, so no, we can't do that.
Well, maybe she didn't.
No, she took her husband because she outed her and told America that she took her husband. Because
she probably could suck no dick like Alicia.
So
what happened? She just might have just let her board her. Like, I'm gonna show you how to suck the dick, and I'm fuck him maybe, and maybe she just. I'm all shout out to Swizz Beatz because that's a bad man to get his ex
he is.
To go on court. They have threesomes or something.
They are because there's no way
But if you can't beat them, join them.
No.
You won't go get with your ex and his new girl.
No, I didn't like my ex like that when I was with him. So we're not gonna do all that when we're not together.
I'm saying, what if y'all get to be cool though?
No, we could be cool when I see y'all getting some dap. Hey, how you doing?
You getting some head? How you doing?
And we're gonna keep on moving. But going on trips, and I don't even want you on my trips. My ex on a trip that I'm going with my.
So you couldn't go get on a boat with your ex.
I wouldn't want to, no.
Why? Ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's
what's wrong with America now.
No.
See, you got to think like
No, you
like
come to birthday party.
You got to think like her
you
name.
You come to birthday
Michelle.
Party.
You think like
we
Michelle.
Get together for birthday parties, graduations, all that. We can all get together. But spending the night, going on trips,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, spending the night.
No.
I feel a shout out to Wisby. He is the fucking man.
No, we're not doing that.
On to the next thing. I just think you should. If y'all cool, if y'all both of y'all want to suck on that head, get on that head. I ain't nothing wrong with it. But anyway, on to the next thing. Shout out to all these mannequin challenges. Because last night, I did the perfect. Fellas, let me give you a secret. When you having sex, do the mannequin challenge. When you finna get ready to nut, stop. And just stay in that pussy as long as you can and go get your cell phone. And hopefully, she will let you stay up in it, because that's what I did. So we're going to do the mannequin challenge. So then I ran up in there, and I got in that pussy. I was about to nut, and I said, well, hold it. And I stood right there for 45.
So tell them what the mannequin challenge is. Everybody doesn't know what that is.
The mannequin challenge is when you get a group of people, because I had two hoes last night. You get a group of people, and you just stand there and be still.
To look like a mannequin.
To look like a mannequin.
And then you have somebody else who's recording you with music in the background.
So the music got to be playing?
Yeah, you got to have the music. It's not a proper mannequin challenge if you don't have the music.
You done taught me something about that.
Yeah, you got to have the music. So you messed up last night. So I got to redo it.
We got to redo it. So shout out to that girl that was, I need to put my meat back in your mouth and keep it. And do not move. We got to cut the music. I knew something was fishy about the mannequin challenge when... I nutted. I knew something was different about that nut. I really did. But anywho, another thing I seen on the motherfucking internet was Janet Jackson. She has came back. Did Janet Jackson finally have a baby?
No. She's naming it after her dead brother, though.
So the baby's gonna be named Michael.
And what's the other dead brother's name?
Tito.
No, Tito is not dead.
Tito look dead. Don't give a damn what you say. So one of the motherfuckers is Tito, Rudolph, Donald, Blitzen, Prancer, Dancer, Jackson. Hold on, is Tito for real? Tito dead. One of them motherfuckers look pale. Is Joe dead? Yeah, Joe ain't dead. Yeah,
Joe ain't. I don't think Joe's dead.
How the fuck Joe outlive Michael, first and foremost? That's the nigga should have been on profile. That man, and he's still fighting, goddamn. That's LaToya. LaToya dead. One of them Jackson, all them Jackson, some of them, you can pull it up right quick. Hold on. One of them Jackson dead.
I don't know.
It don't matter. Fuck, they all look dead. She's the only one that's still alive. Anywho, but they say Janet Jackson has a 30-year-old daughter by
James DeBarge.
By James DeBarge. Chico DeBarge, them bald-headed, light-skinned niggas that don't buy a light. You know what I'm saying? DeBarge ain't been on since goddamn... Such a little piece of the voice. What's that song he had? That shit with five of them light-skinned niggas ain't in. You know, they gotta be black to sing, like Tyrese. But anywho, she got a 30-year-old daughter, and DeBarge says he's tired of keeping it.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe she?
I call bullshit.
I say Janet Jackson, back in 85, she stayed in the island somewhere, pushed that big head baby, flew it back over here. Well, you remember, after Control, Janet did pick up a little weight after Control.
I don't believe it.
Yes, she did. I think she do got a goddamn daughter out here. And she probably sent a
text. The story sounds fishy. Because he says he doesn't know, he didn't know about it. And now all of a sudden he knows that it's a girl and it's over 30 years old. So if you know so much about it, then because, you knew about it when it happened, if it happened.
Because she paid him.
No, he says he didn't know anything about it. He said he was told there wasn't a baby.
Hey, in the words of Shaki, a motherfucker tell you anything. And that's the truth. A motherfucker tell you anything. She paid him off. Janet Jackson, big friend, I knew something was wrong with her because when she pulled her titty out at the Super Bowl, I said that was a titty made by a bitch that didn't have a baby.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. I knew. And whoever Janet Jackson's daughter is, she my age. What's up? Can a nigga get them numbers? Because she got to look good.
Not necessarily.
Chico DeBarge, big light skinny bald headed ass with her nice looking ass. That baby gotta look good. You might. Is you? You kind of look like Jackson. Ain't you 30? You kind of look like one of them goddamn Jacksons with that nose of yours. But anyway, on to my last one, and then I'm gonna get into this motherfucking the three main subjects. Okay, basketball player Candace Parker, WNBA player, has a baby with Sheldon Williams that used to play in the NBA. But they're breaking up over, what's the word of when we just don't get a fucking loan no more? It ain't nobody cheated or nothing.
Irrecallable.
Ain't that what it is? Irrecallable. Irrecallable.
I can't say it now.
Irreconcilable
differences.
Erectile differences. They breaking up erectile differences. But anyway, so she made $12 million last year. He don't play no more. And he wants spousal support. And, you know, child support and joint custody. Because he ain't got the money like that no more. He only worth, I looked it up, for like $500,000. She worth like $24 million. So, he spent 7 years with her. How you feel? You feel like he should get spousal support?
Hell no.
Why?
I've been noticing a lot lately that these men are starting to get really entitled to things as far as what a female has. The roles are switching. It used to be the females coming after the male, but I've been seeing a lot lately that these males are coming after females for their money, their children, all of that. And it's just, I don't like it.
I fucking disagree with you.
I don't like it.
I disagree.
I don't like it.
Because at the end of the day, if he had $24 million and she only had $500,000, why is it okay for him to get her to get some of his money then?
See, these courts have these men messed up thinking that.
But y'all,
it's okay.
All y'all want to be so equal. We are equally independent to you. Well, when you get equally independent opportunities, I feel like she should pay that man.
Well, what'd he do with all his money? Because she was probably carrying his ass while they were together.
No. I always remember he was in the NBA first.
That's what I'm saying. What did he do with his money? She was probably spending it
on your ass. And now since we ain't got no money no more, now you done got up. I'm the one taught you how to do them post moves and shit. Now you got the money, now you want to leave.
I don't agree.
That's fucked up.
I don't agree.
Well, see.
Give his ass $50,000
and you work $24 million? You low down stingy bitch. And I was already on. Oh, man. And I was carrying the load before you even got in the WNBA. See, that ain't cool. That ain't right. I'm Sheldon Williams. I feel you, brother. I hope you win your case. And all he wanted was $1 million, and you got 24. You can give me one.
Yeah, he can get one.
Exactly.
I'm gonna give him one.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and you ain't getting nothing else.
Well, that's fine. But you need to give me $1 million, bitch. You got 24, and because you wasn't famous at first, I was. But anyway, with that being said, we're gonna kick this motherfucking show off on today's topics. First and foremost, we're gonna jump straight up into this thing. We're gonna jump straight into this thing like a nigga without a condom with two fine bitches naked. We're gonna jump in it. Anywho, I always ask this to my, I got a white homegirl I talk to on the phone daily. And I always ask her, does size really matter? And what I mean by that is, in a man's genital area, does his penis matter? If his head is 5, explain to me. Anybody out here? Well, matter of fact, I got you right here with me. I'm asking you live on air. Does size really matter?
Yes, it does. And if a woman tells you that it doesn't, it's because she loves your ass and your penis is little. Anyway, size does matter because at the end of the day, we want to feel it. It doesn't have to be extremely large, but it needs to be big enough for us to feel it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What's more important, length or width?
It needs to be an average.
Needs
to be an average.
If you can pick a long dick or...
Because if it's just long, but it's the size of a pencil, that ain't hitting on shit.
But what... So if it's 3 inches, it's fat as hell, or like a fat piece of hog head cheese.
Yeah, that's good.
So you take a fat one over a long skinny.
Yes, yes.
So if it's long, is as skinny as my finger right here, but it's...
That's terrible.
That ain't no good.
That's terrible.
But you want... So women want...
But it has to be... If you're average.
What's average?
If you're average.
Ooh, that's a good question.
If you're average, then you need to have some other things that go with it. But I think, just from experience, that men that are well endowed.
How many endowed people you done ran across?
I'm just saying, the ones that are well endowed aren't particularly the best lovers. Because they tend to be lazy. Lazier than people that are not as endowed because they feel like they don't have to do much because they know what they have.
Hell yeah, I feel them. Because if you got $1 million, I ain't that nigga finna goddamn take it to no movies. Bitch, you coming over to this nice big-ass apartment I got in the condo up on Jonestown, we gonna fuck because I don't got $1 million. But when you just regular old GM working at the mail truck, you got to do extra shit. So I get it. So with that being said, to me, we as men, I'm speaking for the brothers out here. Because certain bitches got certain averages. What's the average size dick? Because an average dick to you might be 10 inch.
No, that's not average.
I'm going to ask, if Becky out here in the world, look, first of all, I ain't give you this number. 215-383-5878. Somebody call in and tell me what I want to hear from a black woman or a white woman. Somebody call in too and tell me what's the average size penis.
So I just looked it up. Average size penis is 5 inches.
So that's average. So
that's average. 5 inches.
That's on. Is they asking black women or is they asking white women?
That's just the national average. Because
I don't believe.
That's from the Journal of Urology Study.
That's another old Trump rule that he made. That's some Trump shit, ain't it?
That's the average. Yep, 5 inches.
So you mean to tell me if you got 5 inches ding dong, you straight?
You average.
So if you got seven or something,
you're above average.
Woo! Roll Tide! Oh man, so why I feel ashamed? Because when I'm watching them flicks, them niggas got 11, 12 inches.
But those are not
them niggas created, ain't they?
Yeah,
they created
that's not.
They play a 99.
You have to look up and find one of them that have one down to their knees. Most average niggas don't have
What's the average? Okay, okay.
They don't have those.
Okay, most average people don't got those. We got a caller calling in. Let's see. You're online, caller. What up, what up, what up?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. So I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And before I heard you guys were talking about like the average size male penis.
Yeah.
So, Shantae, you were saying.
Why is
that? Huh? Shantae, you were saying 5 inches, right? Or five inches.
That's the national average per Google.
Where you get this information from? You think the national average is 5 inches for real?
So the thing is, men aren't packing like they think they are.
I'm packing.
Man, they really not. You right about that. They're really not. They think they're packing, but they really not.
They think they are. So that's the difference. The average is 5 inches.
I was going to say 5.5.
So let me ask you.
That's what I thought. I thought it was 5.5, and I haven't done no research or nothing like that. I just, from my experience,
no.
I just thought it was 5.5.
So would you rather have a long, skinny one or a fat, short one? If you only can choose one, which one
you want? It doesn't really matter like that. Like, that's really, like, females, we think about the whole package. So if it's short and skinny or long and thick and whatever, it really doesn't matter.
If is width times height equals pi, square root of length. So which one's going? Length or width? That's what I'm asking. If you only can give, you know, if you can choose one, what you going to? You rather have a wide or you rather have a little long?
It really doesn't matter to me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're not listening.
So
it doesn't matter to me.
You can have anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
it just depends on the person. It really depends on, like, if they know how to utilize what they got going on. Like, it really just depends. And so, yeah, like, it could not be my preference, but they know how to mix that shit and do it right. So,
well,
we'll be like, okay.
I got another question. I'm gonna ask both of y'all right here while y'all don't lie. What, is it harder to suck
both
a long one?
It's just
fat
me, though.
If you got to choose the suck one, would you want a mouth full, or you rather a throat? You know what I'm saying? Is it better to suck a long one, or is it better to suck a fat one?
Wait, now we're talking about sucking?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me? Oh, that's a bit much, so. That's crazy. I'm not going to answer that question right now.
Why not? It's just, we
no,
are.
No.
Well, I would say that I
meant my motherfucking ass.
One that's
I don't give a damn.
Well,
what you think, Shantae? Say it again.
I said I'm just gonna appease him because he wants his question answered. So I'd say I imagine it'd be more work to suck one that's longer than shorter.
Yeah. So do you want to work?
Shantae, stop your stuff. Why would you ask that?
Well, appreciate you for calling in.
Wow, we're going to get off this motherfucking phone.
Later.
So, yes, in conclusion, size does matter.
So, in conclusion, size...
It does matter because you want to feel it at the end of the day. But you need to have the total package of someone who's doing it all in order to be completely satisfied, because even if you do have a huge one and you're not making her orgasm, at the end of the day, it's really a waste.
So shout out to big dick fools out here, big dick brothers. Put their time in, learn how to use their sword in your pants. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yes.
And shout out to all the small dick niggas that's praying that they would dick grow a little bit more.
But hey, they put in work though.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna say what I put in. I be sweating bullets. Anywho, next on to the next subject. Can you be best friends with the opposite sex?
Yes, if that person is gay.
So if that person is gay, you can be.
Yes. Now, when you say best best friends. Like, best friend, like, that's my best friend, and I tell my best friend everything, and my best friend comes over and watches me get dressed, and we go out, and we hang out. And
I was talking about real...
Like a homegirl type best friend, I think. If they're gay, I think that would be. But just to have a best friend that's a male or opposite sex, I think that would be a little more difficult.
I think...
You could be friends.
Yeah, but you can't be best friends because, not unless the bitch one of them fat hoes on 600 pounds saved my life.
Yeah.
Because I can be big friends with them. Well, at the same time, still, let me tell you something. I can't say that either. Because if she might be 600 pounds with a pretty face, I will stick my dick in your mouth. But I know you're going to tell that nah. But
because at some point, if it's someone who's attractive that you're best friends with, at some point, you're going to get some sort of emotions with that person.
So I got a chance to get some of you then.
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. But anyway, so me personally, I think you can be best friends. If the person fat as hell, yes, you can. Or ugly. Or like to go back to my story from earlier, the dude that got burnt up with fucking hot water, he could be a lot of bitches' best friend now. Because they're ugly. He ain't gonna get no pussy no more. Because she done burnt his balls and his dick. When they say he was naked or something, getting out the shower. You know, so he'll get a lot of best friends because, you know, motherfucker gonna feel sorry for you. And just if you're ugly, you can be a motherfucking best friend. Because I got a few female, I ain't gonna say best friends, but I'm cool with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just wouldn't go over their house and just watch them change clothes because if they gonna change, because y'all don't.
I used to have a best friend. He's still a friend, but we're not best friends anymore. Yeah, he would be over there when I get changed and stuff like that.
Like,
but he was gay.
Did he ever like, oh girl, you got some big old nipples?
No.
He didn't say nothing like that. Or he didn't even look at you like that.
No.
Like, ooh, you need a ding dong hanging down or something like that with your bald headed ass. so it wasn't as bad as like, you know, like.
Yeah.
So, okay, so with that being said, I got a lot of bitches that think I'm their best friend, which I ain't, because I'm just trying to get in them draws, because I can't be no best friends with you, because I'm going to want to fuck you. That's just bottom line to it. And if I can get some of that pussy from you, I tell you I'm your best friend. Till the day we die, I can be 77 years old, acting like I'm still your best friend. You drop them panties, we fuck. For sure.
And that's why you can't be best friends.
I guess that's why you can't be best friends with the females. But shout out to all the bitches that are looking for best friends. My number is 348. Oh, my fault. I ain't going to tell y'all. But just add me on Facebook. All the bitches that are looking for best friends and side niggas. I'm all it. Cause I got t-shirts coming out called Side Nigga T-Shirts. They coming soon. Getting ready to drop like a hot cake on a grill. But anyway, yeah, I'm drinking. You hear the drink? Yeah, I'm drinking. Feeling pretty good. I got one more subject, and then I'm going to let y'all get out of here. My very, very last subject is, what are the biggest lies men and women tell?
So, the first lie that women tell, I think this is probably one of the biggest lies.
What's the biggest lie women tell?
That was great, and I had an orgasm.
That's a big... Well, I have been lied to plenty of damn times then, because every time I'm fucking a bitch, they always tell me to have orgasm, because I don't, one thing about it, I don't give a damn if you came or not, because I know.
And most men feel like that.
No, most men don't.
Yes, they do.
No, I'm telling you what we do, because most niggas want to think that they fuck the shit out of you anyway. So they don't, so a nigga can go.
But they going to think that anyway, whether or not you orgasm or not.
Let me tell you something. I don't think no less of you once I nut than what I already did before I did nut. So after I fucked you, if I did good, I did good. If I didn't, oh well. Point me to your next home, girl. That's just how I feel about it. So I think the biggest lie men tell, I'm going to tell you the biggest lie we tell, is a man will lie about, men will lie about their job and how much money they make.
They will.
Because we always want to portray more than what we got. Even before I fuck you, a man will say, girl, I can eat that pussy better than whoop de whoop whoop. And like, a man will lie to you real quick. He might be a motherfucking janitor at the motherfucking Space and Rocket Center. Shit, you know I'm at the Space and Rocket Center. I run that whole third floor, goddamn. And you know what I'm saying? Got the badge and everything. You driving a little company car, not knowing you going around cleaning buildings, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think that's the biggest lie we as men tell. We overextend about how much money we make and about what we do for a living. That's what I think that what we do. What's the second? What's another thing
that women lie about is when they tell you, I'm not mad.
Oh, yeah. Look you dead in your eyeballs and look me in my face and say, I ain't mad. Why the fuck is your cheeks red if you ain't mad? Face red in a bitch, talking about you ain't mad. Y'all kill it. Why do y'all do that?
Well, because either we don't feel like you will understand if we talk to you about it, or second of all, I'm just going to get even with your ass because I'm tired of talking to you about it.
Right. See, that's what's wrong with women today. Y'all motherfuckers love throwing stone for stone. See, that's why Trump in office now. We ain't get even to go out and vote. Y'all got to get even. No matter what we do, a woman will get the last. Most of the time, not unless they just dumb bitch. Because they don't know that pussy really runs. If you got some good pussy, it really runs the relationship. Ladies, don't try to run a relationship and your pussy ain't good because it ain't going to work.
You don't want to hear the words, don't worry about it.
Yes, we don't. or we don't want to hear the shit, I get somebody else to do. Bitch, I'm a kid. So, with that being said, the biggest lies men tell is how much money they got, what they do for a living, and how big they think their dick is. They can look down at their dick, know it's 5 inches, but look, he's scoring your, I got that iron.
But that's the average. So he's average.
That's what I'm saying. That, hey, I guess I'm above average. I think it's a lie. I think the average is 7. That seems like the average nigga, though.
No, that's not average.
That's probably average white man penis. I bet you Google
what,
average,
7 inches?
No, 5.
5 inches?
Google the average black
man. Or Chinese.
Man. Yeah, Chinese probably 3. Google the average black man penis. Bitch going out of 8 inches.
We're not talking about Africans.
Yeah, we talking about some. But we got one last call we're going to take for the night. Yo,
Carly,
you on? What's up?
And I'm calling back. This is Shaki. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's me. I call back because, like, I'm not there. And this is our first female, like, co-host or whatever. The very first one. You know what I'm saying? You lost your virginity today. You know what I'm saying? they say what now?
Break that mouth in.
Break it in. But are we still, like, it's a little bit of lag on our end. So, like, are we still talking about the biggest lies guys and girls tell?
Yeah, that's what we're on. That's the last one.
All right. YSL, why is it that, you know, when we trying to come up with something to eat and we give y'all say it don't matter, why is it that if we were like, hey, you want some pizza? You're like, nah, I want no pizza. You want some, y'all want to get some hamburgers? Nah, I want no hamburgers. Like, why do y'all, and then we're like, well, you pick something. Oh, it don't matter. But it do matter. So why y'all lying about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me break
why do y'all do that?
Let me break this down for you. So what we're expecting is for you to step up as a man and know what your woman wants and what she likes and make the executive decision about what I like and what I want.
But you just said,
so basically,
which one is it?
So I talk to one of my homeboys about it all the time, man. It's a power play. You know what I'm saying? We fight all this day to have the power, and then we begging to give it back to you, for y'all to give back to us. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? We as a man, we have the power right from jump. You know what I'm saying? You just told us that. Well, you want us to go ahead and be like, hey, you know, this is what I want you to do, and I want you to know it and do it and be dominant and all that stuff. And, you know, whenever you sit there and say that, and we sit there and be like, okay, let me go ahead and give YSL the power. I mean, she's giving me the power to say we want, you know, shrimp and lobster tonight, but I'm asking her what she wants because I'm thinking that's what I'm supposed to do, but that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go ahead and tell you. Is that not right?
Because you should know what I want, and it frustrates us when you don't know what we want.
We ain't mind readers. We ain't mind readers.
So with that being said, then, so when we want some head, we just stick our dick in your mouth. You say,
hey,
you didn't want
GL, you said it then. You said it then.
So all right. So shout out to the fellas out there. You heard that lie from here. When you want some head from your
and
girl,
that's why we say it's a. That's why we say it's the biggest lie right there, cause she lying. You want somebody dominant until they didn't took it.
Yep. You don't want the dominance no more. Low down scoundrel, you lying hog head motherfucker, lying. So y'all.
They lying, it. Man. What YSL? What we lie about? What guys lying about?
That you're the only one. But they
you
love
you should know better than that anyway.
That they love you. That they want to be in a relationship. You know, just the normal bullshit.
Yeah, because you know
that's not
yeah.
That's not the biggest lie. That's common knowledge.
Right.
That's common knowledge.
That's no lie.
A lot of people still don't know that.
But you know
you learned that. You learned that in middle school.
You know I ain't love you once your business hit the flow. Love went out the window.
Love don't even live here no more.
Love ain't here no more once them draws hit the flow. I got GTD, dog. GTD. Got the draws. Ain't no more love. And I find out if I love you after I fuss you. I can't love you before I fuss you. Am I not right?
Right.
I can't love you until I fuck you. So don't ask me that question. So all that 90-day fiancé shit don't mean shit.
How long say jail? The 90-day what?
You know the 90-day fiance show. We can't fuck cause we get married. That man don't know if he loves you yet.
I mean the thing about that, I'm gonna put y'all on some game. YSL. When y'all do us that way, you know what I'm saying? Like nowadays, whenever y'all sitting there trying to make the good dude wait and take you out on 90, you know, 5 dates in 90 days. I mean that's all good. We open doors and stuff for y'all until Tyrone and came in, you know, fresh out the pen, because you didn't talk to him the whole time we've been going together. I thought we was going together, because that's the biggest lie, too, that we don't know what's going on, we don't talk to y'all. But, you know what I'm saying, y'all do us like that, just for us to be thinking we the only one, and then we didn't, you know, took you to Red Lobster and Connors, and what else? But anyways, you know, we got the people that want to, you know, say that to us. But the Tyrone come in and ain't spent no money and y'all giving it up. So I ain't giving y'all nothing first.
Well, no, you can't say y'all because that's not me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just talking about in general. You sit in that seat. You got to represent all women.
Yeah.
You got to represent all women.
Exactly. Because I'm holding down for the brother. She is, hey, you is a freak and you know it and what all of it and all that good shit. Yes, she is. Quit lying. You waiting on Tyrone Biggins too, motherfucker. That you waiting to get an up on game and you want the nigga with the 46-inch rims with the cocaine 8-ball hanging out of the closet. But you don't want the nigga that's going to get on the mail truck. Mail truck man don't get no damn love.
Well, when I was 21, I probably now that I'm older, no.
So we need to wait till y'all get y'all holding this out the system first.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta get the hold.
Also, so we got the first truth told ever on 100 Proof Radio.
Yep. You gotta wait.
So you gotta wait for the host.
Yeah,
she just told the truth, but I done heard it all.
I can get off the phone now, because I can get off the phone now, man. Gotta have somebody tell the truth.
All
right, man, GL and YSL, y'all doing a good job, man. I'll see y'all when I get back. All right.
Later.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a very interesting conversation. You know.
What happened to Low-Key? Low-Key hasn't called in.
Low-Key probably somewhere goddamn out there fucking with some bitches like always. You know, Low-Key always on the goddamn scene. Ain't no telling what Low-Key probably out there slanging dope. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck Low-Key doing. I ain't talked to my boy Block in a while either. But anywho, I think today was an interesting show. I want everybody to shout out to YSL for doing this show with me live, first girl on the show. Hopefully she give me some pussy after this show because she is looking scrumptious. And shout out to all the listeners on 100 Proof Radio. We trying to take this thing to the next level. And I appreciate everybody that listens. It's going to go back and replay it 1,000 times. So, you got anything else you want to say?
Nope.
It was a pleasure having you here. Hopefully you come back soon and visit me. Hopefully I can GTD you. I'll holler.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop now.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart,
you can hate me now.
Come on,
but I won't stop now.
Do it now. Don't hate me. Hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy. Ice that I wear. Flows that I try. Close your eyes. Picture me rolling. Sixes. Money folding. Bitches. Honeys that swollen. The richest. Knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed. Pulitzer. Prize winner. Best storyteller. Thug narrator. My style's greater. Model data. Big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators. Ringside cry. Watching my paper. Almost a decade. Quite impressive. Most of the best is in the essence. But it's rap shit that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen. Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with safety.